You are listening to a Sunday sermon from St. Thomas Episcopal Church in Bellevue, Washington. We are a community that seeks God's presence, serves Christ and others, and grows together in faith. Welcome to our podcast. The following sermon was preached on the 22nd Sunday after Pentecost, October 16th, 2016, by the Reverend Lex Breckenridge, rector at St. Thomas.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Jesus told his disciples a parable about their need to pray always and not to lose heart. He said, "In a certain city there was a judge who neither feared God nor had respect for people. In that city there was a widow who kept coming to him and saying, 'Grant me justice against my opponent.' For a while he refused, but later he said to himself, 'Though I have no fear of God and no respect for anyone, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will grant her justice so that she may not wear me out by continually coming.'" And the Lord said, "Listen to what the unjust judge says, and will not God grant justice to his chosen ones who cry to him day and night? Will he delay long in helping them? I tell you, he will quickly grant justice to them. And yet, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth?" The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Gratitude gives birth to generosity. That's been the theme of two really fine sermons we've heard over these last two Sundays. Gratitude gives birth to generosity. 2 weeks ago, we heard Kevin Martin tell us how our generosity is often born of three sources of gratitude. First, gratitude for having come through some kind of great suffering or difficult time, knowing that God loves us and has been walking with us. That's one source of gratitude. Another source of gratitude is having been the recipient of incredible, amazing grace when we didn't deserve it. And that happens often, doesn't it? You know, think how often you have experienced grace at a time where you certainly didn't deserve it. And then gratitude that our personal situations are not so dire as they might be. Thinking about, so many tragedies and disasters around the world, and you know, I'm warm at night. So while I want to reach out compassionately to those who are suffering, I'm also grateful that for the gifts that I have. Those are sources of gratitude, and when we live into that gratitude, then we respond to life with a generous heart. And then last week we heard Steve tell us that gratitude can move us from that place of being in spiritual neutral into spiritual high gear. I won't soon forget the image of Steve in his brand new stick shift Honda Civic waiting in fear for the light at the intersection of Marion Street and 2nd Avenue in downtown Seattle. The nose of the little car pointed straight uphill. The light changes. He pulls his foot off the clutch and starts to slide backwards. The driver behind him begins to blow his horn. And finally, Steve jams the accelerator, leaving a skid mark that's still there to this day. And he rockets up the hill. Boy, you talk about a leap of faith. But that's what it takes to get us out of spiritual neutral, a leap into the unknown. And the result is always gratitude. Gratitude leading to a generous response of the heart. So I've been holding these images of gratitude giving birth to generosity all week. And then on Thursday, Zani and I attended a luncheon downtown for an organization called Global Partnerships. Global Partnerships focuses on the development of microfinance and entrepreneurship around the world as a way of combating poverty and hunger. They do amazing work, and I always leave their gatherings deeply inspired. This year, the focus was on the work of Global Partnerships in Kenya. The slums of Nairobi are among the poorest and most desperate places on earth. Disease is rampant because there's no running water and raw sewage runs through the streets. We heard the story of a woman raising five children whose sole means of support had been selling an illegal form of alcohol. But with the assistance of Global Partnership, she now leases a kind of porta-potty that's called Everclean, which she charges a small fee for her neighbors to use, and which she cleans and maintains. As these Everclean porta-potties spread throughout the Nairobi slums, sanitation is improving, disease is lessening, and entrepreneurs like this dear woman are finding hope. At the conclusion of the video, the CEO of Global Partnerships said that he had recently been inspired himself by the spiritual writer Joanna Macy's use of the term active hope. Hope, properly understood, isn't a feeling. I mean, that's what optimism is. That's a feeling. Hope is better understood as a verb. When hope gets put into action, the result is what changes lives, like this dear woman's in Nairobi. Hope in action changes lives. I think that's what's going on in the parable of the unjust judge we heard just a minute ago. The story of a poor widow persistently banging on the door of a hard-hearted judge, pleading for justice. You know, this parable is often said to be about persistence in prayer, and I think there's something to that. But I also think this is really a story of hope in action. This poor woman needed justice. Where else would she get it except from this stubborn, tone-deaf judge? He was her only hope. And so she put her hope into action. Her hope for justice was realized because of her courage in the face of what at first seemed like hopelessness. Hope in action changes lives. In Nairobi and in Bellevue, right here at St. Thomas, we live in active hope in this community. This is a dynamic, transformational community where lives are being changed. Through Bible studies and prayer groups, through hands-on ministry with men experiencing homelessness, and ministry with hungry people in need of nourishing food and a compassionate word at holiday time, through beautiful music and worship, through faith formation for children, youth, and adults of all ages, through thoughtful teaching and preaching, through compassionate pastoral care. This is a transformational community. Yes, we live in active hope here. And this hope that we live in isn't a feeling. It's a state of being. And for that, I'm so grateful. And Zani and I are going to express our gratitude for the hope we live into in this place in a tangible way next Sunday, when we celebrate In-Gathering Sunday. We're going to express our gratitude for everything I've just mentioned when we turn in our pledge card in support of the 2017 Financial Plan for Mission. Our pledge is also going to reflect our gratitude for the incredible love and support we've received from all of you during this very trying year of my illness. I've told friends near and far that I can't imagine what it would have been like to have faced this cancer diagnosis without the love and support of my St. Thomas community. So the increase in Zani's and my pledge is going to reflect our gratitude for this place and for its wonderful people. And it will reflect our gratitude for the visionary mission that we are all on together here. It will reflect our gratitude for the love of the Lord Jesus Christ, as we experience it here at St. Thomas every single day. As you consider your own pledge this week, and I think pledge cards are in the mail, that many of you have already received them. If you haven't, they'll come on Monday. So as you consider your own pledge this week, what will it reflect? Will it be a reflection of living your life in active hope, like the widow in the parable and the mother in Nairobi? Will it be a reflection of gratitude for all the blessings of your life in the world and your life here at St. Thomas? Will it reflect gratitude for God's mercy and grace, as undeserved as it is for all of us? Will your pledge be a catalyst of moving you from spiritual neutral or first gear into third or fourth or maybe even fifth gear? Your pledge is your investment in St. Thomas. Your pledge deepens your sense of participation and commitment and belonging. So make your pledge from a grateful heart. Make your pledge in the spirit of commitment to do your part in the Jesus movement right here at home. Make your pledge in active hope for the kingdom of heaven to come into your life right here and now. Make your pledge in gratitude for God's mercy and grace in your life. Amen.
For more information about St. Thomas Episcopal Church, please visit our website, www.stthomasmedina.org. That's www.stthomasmedina.org.